For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like, go to Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The Plymouth meeting woman who set a deadly robbery in motion by putting a tracking device in her ex-boyfriend's car is sentenced for her role in his murder. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort reports the 31-year-old cooperated with prosecutors to avoid a life sentence.
31-year-old Catherine Emmel sentenced to 6 to 15 years in prison as part of a plea deal. Emmel testified against three men accused of robbing and killing 35-year-old William Carter in Norristown, prosecutor Megan Carney.
It assisted in three guilty verdicts for three individuals that were directly responsible for William Carter's death. It doesn't negate that she played a role in this.
Emmel testified she put a tracking device in Carter's car, then shared Carter's location with Daquan Allen. Allen and Jerry Butler were found guilty of second-degree murder. Damon Brantley was convicted of first-degree murder for pulling the trigger. Carter's family feels Emmel got off easy. Carney says she understands the emotion, but adds Emmel's cooperation helped ensure convictions against the men directly responsible for Carter's death.
Sometimes you do need to work with some of the, I want to say minor players, but other players to get these major players. And that's fortunately, the nature of criminal prosecution at times.
Allen and Butler are sentenced to life in prison. Brantley was 17 at the time of the shooting. He'll be sentenced next month and faces 35 years to life. With less than 3 weeks to go before Election Day, inflation, housing, and the cost of medical care are top of mind for voters. And new data suggests most Americans believe the economy is heading in the wrong direction. KYW's Connor Barcon has more.
Inflation is the most important economic issue across all demographics, surveyed by Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
4 in 10 Americans tell us that inflation is their top economic issue in the presidential election. More than half of Americans say the economy is on the wrong track, but that is because that opinion predominates among Republicans. It does not predominate among Democrats.
42% of Americans think electing former President Trump would be better for their personal finances, compared to 38% who would prefer Kamala Harris to be elected president. But Hamrick says that is a flawed way of thinking.
There is not a lever in the White House, in the Oval Office, for our president to pull to resolve inflation. And so I think there is some disingenuousness being injected into the rhetoric in the current campaign about a president's ability to cure inflation.
Hamrick recommends finding ways to pay down debt and bolstering savings is good practice regardless of who wins in November. Lenape High School is getting $1 million to make important infrastructure upgrades. The details from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty.
Lenape High School in Medford, Burlington County has undergone some changes since it opened in 1958, and this most recent investment will help keep it open for years to come. State Senator Troy Singleton, who helped secure the $1 million through the American Rescue Plan, says a portion of the roof is being replaced, among other things.
The HVAC to replace that system is really important because of the increased costs to continue repair and maintenance of the older system. So we're really happy for that, as well as the fire detection system.
Singleton says the new fire detection system will allow emergency personnel and first responders to pinpoint the location of fires, which is critically important when covering a 300,000-square-foot facility.
Work will begin over the summer to avoid disrupting the school year. It's been shuttered for quite some time, but the Cobbs Creek Golf Course, now connected to Tiger Woods and other pro golfers, is closer than ever to reopening its grounds. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, reaching the region's youth is a big part of the master plan.
Built in 1916, the Cobbs Creek Golf Course has a storied history.
The golf course thrived for many decades, had lots of events there. They actually had a PGA Tour events there in the 1950s called the Daily News Open that Arnold Palmer and Billy Casper and some of the top players of the day participated in. in.
But over time, it fell into disrepair, says Enrique Hervada with the Copps Creek Foundation, who says they're closer than ever to reopening the grounds.
It's a construction site, basically. There are buildings coming up out of the ground.
In time for golf season next spring, they're opening the Tiger Woods Foundation Learning Lab.
And what they do is they take kids in there after school, weekends, and summer programming and give them career readiness and opportunities to excel in things outside of regular school.
The foundation expects to open the whole course in 2026. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.